Jennifer Messick of Anchorage's Municipal Prosecutor's Office says the first thing to know about this drug is how it's disguised.
It's most commonly called Spice or K2, although it's marketed under a variety of different names. And it's actually sold or marketed as incense, and they do that to get around Food and Drug Administration regulations. It's most commonly sold at smoke shops around town, but it's also available at some convenience stores, conveniently right next to the 5-Hour energy drinks, very attractive for our young kids.
Some other common names for this pseudo-incense: Spike, Space, and Magna. Messick is Anchorage's traffic safety resource prosecutor. So why should she be professionally concerned? Well, partially because the drug is increasingly showing up on Anchorage streets. Literally. Messick describes a spice-induced DUI arrest.
The driver dropped off his passenger at the airport in Anchorage, made it as far as the intersection of Tudor and Minnesota, crossed that raised median there three times, struck two concrete retaining walls, had a broken axle, a flat tire, and was still trying to drive on the sidewalk when the officer contacted him.
That's just one of several DUI arrests made by the Anchorage police stemming from use of Spice or K2. She says much of the danger is that the highs are unpredictable. That situation arises from the manufacturing process. It begins with a combination of plant material, which by itself is generally benign. Then chemicals are added.
The packages don't list which compounds are contained in it. Right now, we've identified 7 different synthetic cannabinoids that can be found in any variety of these packages. Some packages might contain only 1 or 2 compounds, some might contain 4 or 5, some might contain all 7. You just really have no way of knowing which of the compounds you're getting.
Plus, the mixing process can be dangerously casual. Messick tells of a video from Missouri showing the chemicals being applied with pump-style insecticide sprayers onto plant material contained in a wheelbarrow. The batch is tossed about with a pitchfork, but the portion in the bottom is soaking up more of the chemicals than the top levels. Thus, even a batch with the same chemicals can produce widely different impacts.
One time, suddenly, you can have a very, very bad experience and quite different from your prior experiences.
Messick says the potential for overdose always exists, such as highly elevated blood pressure, unconsciousness, and trips to hospital emergency rooms.
Depending on which compound you get, it's anywhere from 3 to 800 times more potent than the active ingredient in regular marijuana.
According to Messick, continued use has resulted in both psychological and physical addiction. She knows of 10 states that have laws banning Spice and K2. In some other states, pharmacy or health boards are prohibiting their sales until a law can be enacted. Locally, Messick says she's working with Anchorage Assembly members Mike Gutierrez and Paul Honeman to craft an anti-spice law. Honeman says that legislation could be introduced by the next Assembly session. Messick adds Mayor Dan Sullivan's administration is highly supportive of her anti-spice campaign. Senator Kevin Meyer has begun work on a state law. As for more information on Spice, Messick says there's no one website, but she has collected scientific articles on the drug, as well as developed a PowerPoint presentation. Messick can be reached at the Anchorage Municipal Legal Department in the prosecutor's office. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.